Mistress Mandy has been in rare form lately. I dominated my slave in the UK. Now you can dig through my blog, and mind you, it goes back a ways now. There are hundreds and hundreds of posts, and there are some by UK slave, which will tell you a little background about my slave in the UK. He has an incredible voice with an English accent, a British accent that drives Miss Mandy wild. I just love a British accent. I mean, it makes me want to move to London, where, and I say this every time I do a post, so some of you are probably bored, and many of you have never heard me talk before, so it should be interesting to you guys. UK Slave is going to help me find a dungeon in London where I am going to do real-time domination. I am going to use UK Slave for cocksucking. I am going to tie his hands to his feet while he's on his knees. And as these slaves come in the room, which I might add, he's going to get these guys for me prior to me setting up a time to have them serve for me, and he's going to suck their cocks while I laugh. He has also done some wild things in the past. He's made some homemade sex toys, and I do have a blog post going back where he made a dildo out of clay. He made a fleshlight. That's one of those pussies that you stick your cock into, using a surgical glove, a towel, and some lube. So if any of you guys want to do that with me on the phone, get some lube, a surgical glove, and a small hand towel, and I will tell you how we're going to do this. He usually has a black cord, a strap of some sort, like a almost looks like a tie from a bathrobe and a string. Last year we used ice cubes. Now that was pretty hot. It was cold in the winter, and it seemed that he liked the ice in the cold weather, and I'd stick these cubes up his butt. But lately we've gone on to some mental torture, mental humiliation, where I tell him I'm going to tell on him, and he knows what I'm talking about. Don't you, UK slave? I own and control my UK slave. He is my slave. I love torturing those balls. I love smacking that cock and pulling on that cord around that cock. What do we call that thing? We call it string, stocking, and pegs. You know, clothespins are called pegs in London. Here they're clothespins, there they're pegs. I had somebody from another country call them something else. It's very interesting. So everybody hangs their clothes up with these things, and nobody calls them the same thing. And, you know, I don't use them for clothes. I use them for cocks. You know, I think the rest of the world is just plain not creative. I am totally imaginative. So, I own and control UK slave. That is Miss Mandy's cock. I pull on it. You know, he leaks a lot of pre-cum. And while I'm telling him that I might tell on him, I make him lick it up. And you know, he's not allowed to come without eating it. I own and control him. I like to put clothespins on his nipples. I like to tease him. Spank my cock. Own and control him. Make him more and more addicted to Miss Mandy. UK slave, owned by Mistress Mandy. Who owns you? Of course I do. And you love me, don't you? As I love you, my slave. And you're so addicted to me. I own and control you, and you're going to serve me more and more because, first of all, you're addicted to me, and secondly, you have no fucking choice. Talk to you soon, UK slave, if you know what I mean. Eat that cum for me, and no coming without my